Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bacon.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is?
I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Guess what day it is?
It's Friday.
It's time to
party. Time to party.
Today is Friday.
Friday.
What time?
Morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, how are you?
Super, thanks for asking.
These people need help mentally.
I feel proud to be in a family that has so many people breaking ground.
The weekend starts here.
It's showtime.
Yeah, it's showtime. We are breaking ground, baby. And
we are
family. It is the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our producer, Morty, who, by the way, on Monday, back in studio.
Yes.
As we slowly but surely get back to some type of normalcy.
I am going to let him get us breakfast on
Is that what you're going to do? Welcome back.
Now, welcome back, Morty.
Get us some breakfast.
I can't tell you how much I missed having him in here.
I think we both have. I mean,
and it's time for you to come back, Morty. I've gone through all your drawers. We ate all of your Chex Mix, and I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Whether you like it or not, you're coming back.
That's right.
By the way, show number 1,907 for those people keeping track. And you've never seen the face that Carla just made after eating a bad grape.
I'm going along. These grapes are good, and I get that bad, like, mushy on one little area that I didn't see. Oh,
nothing worse than just... You know, eating something that you enjoy, and then all of a sudden...
God, I know. I'm going to die from a bad grape.
How did she die? Bad grape?
A bad grape?
Really,
yeah.
Carla? Carla died from a bad grape?
Bad shrimp? No.
Out of all the things that could have happened.
Ugh.
Well, you're feeling better? Glass of water or something? I don't know.
I'll have a glass of something, all right. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's right. What do we say in pandemic, Mike? It's 9 o'clock somewhere.
Yes, it is. Windy today, tonight, and tomorrow, but nice on Sunday. High today, 101. 92 the high on Saturday, then Sunday, 96. 73 now. Here we go. Ready or not? First take on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, I don't know if you knew this or not, but the New England Patriots' new quarterback will be Jarrett Stidham.
Boom!
I don't know. I had to look him
Who's
up.
That?
It's like, it's their number four quarterback. It was their number four quarterback.
Oh.
He's going to be... Are they going to be a team that either just goes back to being a regular team, or will they surprise us all still?
No.
You know,
they'll go back.
Yeah, they're going to start
over. You know the Bulls with the Michael Jordan Bulls?
Yes.
And then after everybody left, they sucked?
Right.
That's going to be the New England Patriots.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
I would have to think so. They've lost some of their key players, you got to play as that unit, you know? Well, Kelly Clarkson, boy, this was a big announcement yesterday. She and her husband getting divorced.
Ooh.
7 years they've been together. Brandon Blackstock is his name. He actually was, either related or really good friends with Blake Shelton. That's kind of how they met.
Yeah.
TMZ says they want to do joint custody of their children, and they want their prenup enforced. So I would imagine, Kelly probably... She probably got some money.
So he's going to have to get a job now.
That's what I'm thinking. He might have to wait tables or something like that.
Well, do what you got to do.
I know. They're actually selling their Las Vegas home. They have a pretty nice, place in L.A. Los Angeles. Yes.
Okay.
Vegas. And their Nashville estate as well. They're selling both of them.
Wow.
So. I know. Downsizing.
That's what happens.
Well, it does.
Everything must go.
You're right,
Mike. Including you.
Garth Brooks made a big announcement yesterday. He's doing a concert event on June 27th. It'll be shown at 300 drive-in theaters across the country. $100 per car.
Oh.
Yeah, all the local CDC guidelines will be followed. Do you have sound?
Yeah.
You can play that if you
Good
have
news,
it, right?
Bad news?
Yeah.
The blessing and the curse is there's not a lot of tickets because a ticket is a car or a truck and whatever they can legally hold. So it's $100 a car or $100 a truck. If you can get five or six in there, then, you can do the math.
Oh, everybody in the trunk.
Hide them in the trunk. That's right. Yeah, Garth, you'll be fine, too. You're doing 300 of these things.
Wow.
You'll be just fine.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they're 300 drive-in theaters, so, it'll be okay. Mm-hmm. And, Mike, We talked about it earlier in the week. It's the anniversary of the last episode, the finale of The Sopranos. Well, David Chase, in a recent interview, he, and this has been mentioned before, but he leaked something that I don't know if he meant to leak or not. But in talking about Tony Soprano's fate, do you have that?
Listen.
Okay. Oh, I went ahead and ordered something for the table. Don't stop
believing. Hold on to that feeling. We just talked about this the other day.
This is the final scene.
Uh-oh.
And
fade to black. Don't
stop. What happened?
That's it.
What happened?
Did he get whacked?
Wait a minute. Something wrong with my TV? There's something wrong with my TV. It just went out. It just went out during the show. Oh, wait. That's the show.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Don't stop. Whoa.
There's something wrong with my TV. There has to be. So we all said, well, series creator David Chase, he said, you know, I think I had that death scene around 2 years before the end. And the interviewer said, "What? You realize you just referred to that as a death scene." He didn't say anything else after that.
So they got whacked. The whole family got whacked.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. Way to go, David Chase. Ruined it for me. I thought they all just had, you know, BLTs and walked out of there and went back home. And Tony got the paper again. That's what I
Everybody
thought.
Everybody was happily ever.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Yeah, that is my take right there. Stay caught up this weekend, though, okay? Don't miss a thing with me and Mike at 96.3kklz.com.
Welcome back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Great music helps me in the morning because it helps me get motivated, get me started, get me on my way.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Anytime you want to do it, you can text or call in 702-739-9636. 638. Starbucks has a new strawberry-flavored drink on its menu called a pink drink. It's like the easiest thing to order.
It is. It's actually been there for a while, which is why I'm surprised this is a thing. Yeah.
Now this is happening on TikTok. Women are pranking. Actually, this is pretty funny. And I would probably fall for this since I don't know how to order.
No, you do not. At
Starbucks. But women are pranking their boyfriends by asking them to order this drink by another name. Listen to this.
Anything else?
Yeah, and I'll have a pinkity drinkity for the ladies.
What is it?
A pinkity drinkity?
The pink drink?
If that's what it's, yeah. She set me up. Okay. The pink one.
That is the best.
Dang it.
And now it's over.
Dang it. Oh, the pinkity drinkity, which that's what it should be called, actually. I love that.
It should be.
Pinkity drinkity. I love that.
And I love the fact this is a great challenge that you can do. It's harmful.
It's harmless. Yeah, it is. Yes. Others are not, but easy.
But like I said, if Jody and I went through the drive-thru, and the only reason we would is because she likes to order Starbucks, and she'll go, oh, I'll take this, but hold on. Just lean over and say it yourself, because I would fall for this.
The pinkity
drinkity.
Pinkity drinkity.
Okay, so that's
I like that.
That's what's happening on TikTok right now. Carla, less than a week away from our second PYO, Pour Your Own Happy Hour, Zoom Happy Hour. And we're going to do some one-on-one time with some listeners, play some games, do some giveaways, plus a lot more next Thursday.
I'm looking very forward to it.
It's our version of a weekend warm-up on Thursday, 4 o'clock. Got to be 21 years of age or older. Space is limited. Last time we did this, first time, we sold out. But if you want to register, go ahead. Go to our website, 96.3kklz.com. We had a lot of fun, and we had a lot of people, not only from Vegas, but from all over the place.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I look forward to it again. I really do, man. Mm-hmm. Get the weekend started a little bit early.
Sunshine, windy today, tomorrow, and on Sunday. Should be nice. High today, 101, 92. The high tomorrow, 96 on Sunday. But they say it's going to be perfect.
Okay.
Because no wind.
Yeah.
It's about 73 outside right now. Let's do it. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news. Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, listen, I know you've been home with your pets now for the past few months. And they're probably going to be a little bummed when you have to head back to work. Some tips to make this a little easier, they're saying, you know, get into a routine now. If you haven't gone back to work yet, get into that routine. Because they like a schedule. Keep playing with them, grooming them, things like that. Leave music on. Pets, like, we've talked to people who leave our station on for their animals, and I love that.
Didn't Morty say that he leaves on our radio station when he leaves the house
for
in the morning?
Squish. Yeah, I love that.
You know what, Morty, if you're listening, I'm sure he is. Our executive producer, he is going to have to start getting back into that routine maybe over the weekend.
Yes, he is.
Even if he has to fake like going somewhere, just walk out of the house for a few hours.
I know. Would that be great? Jeez, you know what? Just get, Morty, he said he's been taking walks now. And I think he went back to the gym as well. So, yeah. So,
did he cut his hair?
I don't believe so. Not yet, anyhow. But I'd love him to come in here with that old cuts. Like, who's our new producer?
Old new look.
Oh, it's Morty. Jeez.
Watch on Monday. No, same old look. Okay.
Yeah, I know. No. A survey also found that, this is crazy, the average American makes 6,700 spur-of-the-moment decisions a year, Mike. 6,700 spur-of-the-moment decisions a year. That is about 18 a day. And, I mean, that can range from just about, like, anything. Just to, you know, I think I'll eat here. Or I think I'm going to go home early.
What's the last spur-of-the-moment decision you made?
That's so funny. I'm sure that a decision I made not to do something. I was going to go over to get us something this morning. I said, no, I'm not going to go, which was unusual for me.
And you don't even consult me?
I know. I should have. I know it. I know. No, trying to think of a food decision last night, last minute, just whatever. Let's get this.
Really?
Yeah.
For those listening this morning, what's the last spur-of-the-moment thing you did?
Yeah. I like it.
Dial it up.
Listen, please do. 702-739-9636. And if you're a parent, you're probably not making a lot of spur-of-the-moment decisions, by the way. A survey said 4 out of 5 parents say that their life, they feel like their life's over. Once they had a kid, number one thing that stopped pretty much was just like going out and staying out late.
Yeah.
Can't do that anymore. You know, got to save money, all that stuff. But one of the things on there is, I can't just do things last minute. Spur of the moment. I can't do it.
Being spontaneous.
You can't do it at all. So if you're still doing it, though, I want to hear from you. What'd you decide to just do? You know what? I'm doing it.
Out of nowhere.
Why not? 702-739-9636. It is Friday. A Few Things You Should Know, sponsored by Sam and Ash. What's right?
We're just talking about how people are no longer being spontaneous.
Because
they don't have the chance to be now. But what is the last spontaneous thing you did on the spur of the moment? What was something that you said, you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And I know some things will prevent you from doing it, but others, no. Emerald said spur of the moment this morning. Went to the gym this morning. And it was good. And it was good to see most people were following safe practices, which was nice to hear. And this is so funny. David said, I know this may sound funny, but had sex last night.
What?
It's usually not a Thursday night thing. And we had sex last night. Oh, wow. Don't always let that be spontaneous.
You know what? I was spontaneous.
Always.
What was it? Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
I had what I call myself a pop in the backyard. And, and I texted you and Morty and John to celebrate.
Yeah.
And normally I don't.
That's a drink, in case you're wondering.
I normally don't do that.
We're saying, really?
I normally save all that up for the weekend.
Okay. Got it.
That's what I did.
Yeah, I like that. Somebody else mentioned, that's funny, decided to watch a new show on Netflix just all of a sudden. And we said we were just going to flip on Netflix, see what comes up, and watch it. And, they watched Dead to Me, started the first season, and I really like it. Okay.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. Mike and Carla, who's on the phone?
Good morning. I'm a listener from Las Vegas.
Yes.
June 18 at 4 p.m. Where is that taking place?
You have to register online on our webpage for the Zoom happy hour.
Where is it taking place?
It's virtual. It's via computer, video. Yeah. It's video.
Zoom.
Yeah, on Zoom.
That's the whole big thing now, Zoom.
Okay, I understand. Okay.
All right.
You know, be spontaneous
sure,
and do
yeah,
that.
Why not?
Join
right?
us, Gerald.
Yeah.
Okay.
I enjoyed the music.
Okay.
Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, I doubt we're going to see him, but...
I know. Okay.
Be all spontaneous.
Right. Like the music.
Yeah, all that information about our big Zoom happy hour on our website, 963kklz.com. Jeff Howard here talking movies in a couple of minutes.
Rise and shine.
We're back to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 963kklz.
Every Friday at about this time, we check in with Vegas film critic Jeff Howard. I don't know, Jeff, maybe sooner than later you'll be back in our studio every Friday.
Well, I'm ready when you are. I'll even wear it like a hazmat suit. Just give me the word.
Is that Jeff?
Yeah.
Who is that?
Or Darth Vader yeah. giving reviews.
Which he would probably wear.
I'm sure he would.
Absolutely.
What are we talking about this weekend?
Well, the first up is a movie that's been in 15 years in the making. It's been in development hell. It's called Artemis Fowl, and it's premiering on Disney Plus today exclusively. And this, they have 8 books in the series, has a huge following worldwide for the past 20 years, and Disney followed up hoping to make another Harry Potter franchise. Like I said, it's gone through so many different directors, so many different changes, but it's finally here. The trailer came out a year and a half ago, believe it or not.
Wow.
So Disney's been sitting on this, released it today on Disney Plus, and it stars Artemis Fowl, played by Freddie Shaw, who's the grandson of Robert Shaw. Now, supposedly his family are international criminals, and they are the barrier between our world and a world of fairy. And his father is kidnapped and taken to the underworld, and he's being held for ransom for this oculus, this magical item in the fairy world. And the fairies want it back. Now, I've been excited
wow.
about this movie for so long, and I hate to say, it is one of the most incomprehensible, one of the most disgusting, horrible movies I've ever seen. You know, I guess the people who read the book told me that Artemis is part of an international criminal. Disney makes him a hero. They totally change his character.
Oh.
This movie is such a mess. I'm telling you, it's one of the worst films I've seen. And if I had to give it a grade, I would give it an F. And it really hurts me to do that.
Wow.
All right, well, don't watch that over the weekend.
No,
then.
I was going to say, you want a good Kenneth Branagh. What was it? Dead Again?
Dead Again, or Henry V, or he even directed Cinderella, which was better.
That's right. That's
all right.
Right.
What
wow.
else?
And the one that I absolutely love is called The King of Staten Island. It stars Pete Davidson from Saturday
yeah.
Night Live. This is about, it's kind of a biopic of him growing up in Staten Island. And anyone who knows Pete Davidson, he lost his father in 9/11. He was a firefighter. So that theme is inside the movie. And Buscemi plays one of the fireman chiefs that he kind of attaches himself to, and his mother's played by Marissa Tomei, and the great Bill Burr. He is fantastic in this movie, and so it shows him dealing with his suicidal thoughts, shows him, you know, making the wrong decision about robbing pharmacies, and it's about how stand-up comedy saved his life. It comes in about 2.5 hours, so get comfortable. It is for adult audiences, it's adult theme, but you know, Pete Davidson is so charming in this movie. It's just a fantastic film. It's one of my favorites.
All right.
Here.
Follow him on Facebook, YouTube, and of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, always good checking in with you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend.
I think Inez has a good idea about reheating pizza.
This is a great idea. Inez said, you know what? Just warm up a slice of pizza on the stovetop in a skillet. It keeps the bottom crisp. Oh, that's good, Inez.
I never thought about that.
That's good.
But I'll be honest, I'm a guy that sometimes won't even reheat a leftover piece of pizza.
You like cold pizza?
I just think it's great.
Yeah. I'm not a leftover person.
You're not, are you?
I don't like.
We go back and forth on this all the time.
I'll eat leftover chicken once in a while.
But that's about it.
Everybody gets on. Angie is like a leftover queen. It's like, I don't. No. We'll
sometimes.
Go out. Don't you want it? No, I'm not going to eat it. Really? No.
I think I could actually live on
leftovers. Yeah, that was, my dad was like that. My mom was like me. Just, ugh. I haven't thought about in a while, but
opening a place called Leftovers.
Leftovers, yeah.
Like we make it the day before, and then you just come in, and we'll serve it as is. And if you want it, heat it up.
Good. So how much I'm paying money for old food? Okay, no, sure,
old food.
Yeah,
it's leftover.
Yeah, it's refrigerated food. No, I like fresh food. And even being Italian,
then go somewhere else.
Yeah, well, I would. I absolutely would. Okay. I'm not going to stand there and argue with you as you throw me out. You know, I'm not going to go somewhere. Yes, that's right.
Put your mask on.
But what do you mean it's leftover food? Well, it says on the sign, leftover.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't want it. Then go somewhere else.
Okay.
Italians, you know, with sauce.
Right.
Everybody's, it's better the next day. And it's fine, but I still I like sauce fresh. I like it fresh. I'm weird. I know. I'm a big food snob. I know.
People texting in about the leftover thing we were talking about.
Oh, jeez, people. Relax. Everybody needs to relax. Rick said that, by the way, I mentioned sauce.
Yeah.
He said, we always called it gravy. No, it's not gravy.
Okay.
Let's not go there.
Tomato,
that's Americanized.
I see.
No, no, no.
Entertainment news. Carla has that for you after Hall & Oates.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Jeopardy runs out of new episodes today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they'll start rerunning past episodes on Monday. Once they get back in the studio, they can kind of catch up. But Alex Trebek, he says he's ready to get back to work. Wants to be one of the first shows back in production. Those shows are pretty easy to do. They can crank them out once they get started. But, yeah, they've never really run out.
And
they're generally months ahead.
The separation of the contestants wouldn't seem to be a problem.
No, especially on a show like that.
There's only three.
You know, and Alex is like, you know, 100 feet away. So, geez, I think it'd be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Flaming Lips, they performed on Late Show with Stephen Colbert, and they were together, and they had an audience, but they were all in their own bubble. Those bubble things that you see that people play with where you're inside of one, they performed in it. The audience was in it. They were dancing, having a great time. It was really, really interesting to see. I thought they were doing a video or something like that, but it was really cool to see.
Maybe we should think about something like that. Maybe a bubble party or something.
Yeah, there's one way around it. You can't have too many people because they take up a lot of room.
Right.
But it still would be fun.
Well, it's you, me, and five listeners.
Right, right.
That's it.
And lots of injuries, probably. But yes.
Rolling around.
It'd be a blast. Happy birthday to Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. They turned 34.
Nice.
Tomorrow, spending the day social distancing from food. And Queen, sorry, they're just tiny. Eat something, ladies. Roger Taylor from Queen says he didn't think the band's 1985 performance at Live Aid would be that good. He said, we knew it was important, and we were added to the bill kind of last minute, and we just didn't think that that was our crowd.
Right.
Or that we were their thing. So, you know, whatever. We knew we had limited amount of time. So we did all the, you know, the killer set that we did and just hit after hit. And the people loved us.
Yeah.
We were surprised, he said. But there was Freddie absolutely on fire that day. And now we all know that is one of the most iconic Queen performances.
Of all time.
Maybe performances at Live Aid.
Yeah.
Of all time. So, man, yeah, it was, too. And if you haven't seen it, Bohemian Rhapsody. Watch the movie. It's running constantly.
Every day.
Yes, it is. That is my take for now. You want to get caught up over the weekend on any of our podcasts? 96.3kklz.com.
A morning show that really answers their own phones. Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray. Go ahead, try it. Call them now on the KKLZ Talk and Text Line. 702-739-9636.
Carla, Russ is on the phone. Russ, what's up?
I'm Portuguese.
Uh-huh.
So obviously, I have a unique insight to Italian leftovers.
Sure you do, Russ.
Oh.
Every Italian leftover is better the next day, except pizza.
I might know. You know what's funny? And I'm not a big leftover fan. Italian leftovers are pretty good. They're pretty good. I don't know that pizza's always, you know, better the next day, but if you like pizza, you don't care.
It's all gummy and gooey.
That's the only thing.
No. Jody makes a lasagna, and I gotta be honest, I'll take a little slice when she serves it up, but the next day,
OMG,
when I get to reheat it to my liking, it's awesome. I mean, I can spend the whole week eating it.
Yeah, it has a 24-hour Samaraginate.
Is that what it's called? Samaraginate?
Samaraginate.
Yeah, her lasagna the day after, or even a couple of days after.
Okay.
And again, just like pizza, all reheated just enough.
Right.
To warm it up, but not too warm, not too hot.
I got you. A lot of people are saying if you have an electric, I miss electric burners sometimes. Just use a piece of foil. Put a piece of foil over that with your pizza, and it does the same crispy, which is nice. But everybody, listen, people, you don't have to explain to me or try to convince me on leftovers. And I know for most people, they're better the next day.
Right.
I get that. I just don't care for them. I don't know what it is. It's like if I'm going to go through the hassle of cooking them up, I'm going to cook something because I like to cook. So,
being Italian.
Yes, being Italian.
And there's
Mike.
A lot of people like you that say what you you can talk all day long.
Yeah.
They just don't like leftovers.
No, I really don't. Yeah, I mean, sometimes I'll have them, but,
And that's why there's people like me.
Yes, so I can hand them over. That's right.
You're not going to eat that?
No, take it home.
I'll take the brown bag.
I want it. It's like three fries. I'll take them.
It doesn't matter. I'll boil a hot dog with them. It's Blondie, Heart of Glass.
Yay!
Finally. Welcome back. To the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
We always tell you, anytime you want to reach out, talk or text 702-739-9636. Carla, how happy are you about hot pants coming back in style?
I am thrilled. I am just thrilled.
We've always talked about this. Every once in a while, we'll talk about fashions.
Yes.
That you
shorts. Yeah, listen, we've talked about the fact that I was a little hefty as a child. I was a little husky gal,
Even the first time around, you
didn't. Hot pants are no fun if you don't have thigh gap, okay? They're just not fun.
And we remember the commercial.
Yes.
And there's Carla in front of the TV.
Chafe, 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 chafe. She dumb girls.
And I'm talking just for women as opposed to John. Yeah. I saw your post with a guy walking into, I don't know where.
He was at an amusement park getting on a ride.
Okay.
His short shorts were a little too short in the back.
Yeah, that.
Sun's out, buns out.
And guys, guys in the short rompers.
Right.
That's beautiful. Beautiful.
Guys should never wear that stuff.
No. Well, no. No, especially. Yeah, I mean, unless you want to get naked every time you have to pee, that's always fun. God, hold on. Let me take all my clothes off.
Well, that's the big trend now. Hot pants are coming back.
That's lovely. I can't. Oh,
just in time for summer.
Yay!
So shave those long legs of yours, Carla.
Shave. All right.
And get ready to sport some hot pants.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by the good people over at 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. Do you know how Nickelback got their name?
No.
Okay. For those people that don't, got their name because one of the members of the band was a cashier at Starbucks. People would give him $1.50 to pay for their coffee that cost only $1.45. And he'd give them a nickel back.
Oh, okay. All right.
So that's
like that, actually.
Not all the stories in the other news are
no,
creepy.
No, but I like that.
Like
no,
that,
I know.
So.
I like that.
Right.
I like that.
Okay, never knew. Don't know if people care. But
now people are giving them a nickel back,
yes,
aren't we?
A nickel back.
There you go. Look at that.
Woman in India, very upset. Her husband's will leaves most of his land to the two elephants they have instead of her. So, we read about those stories.
No thigh gap there. Jeez. Wow. Okay.
Hey, there. Shorts. We read about those people here in this country that leave millions of dollars.
Yes.
To their dog,
to their
cat.
Animals,
and so. So I guess in different countries, the animals are different. The pets are different.
Oh, gosh.
For instance, in India.
I like that.
They have a pet elephant.
You guys have a dog or cat? No.
No.
Bring our pet in. Yeah. Exactly. Oh, my. Wow. That's a big trunky out there. Wow. Okay.
Well, thank you. What about the elephant? All right.
Oh, well, Mike, listen, two guys were boating off the coast of over in Seaside Park, New Jersey, just boating. Yeah. They were doing a little fishing. And a whale jumped out of the water, landed on their boat, and the guys were literally just tossed off the boat.
What?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, they were okay. They were lucky they were tossed off the boat, because a few couple of inches, they'd have been crushed by this whale.
Wow.
I know. You know what?
They didn't see the whale? How do you not see a whale?
No, because they flip out of the water.
Well, I understand that, but normally you can see them before they do that.
Yeah, but they're pretty big, so I'm thinking anywhere you go on the boat. What side are we going? Oh, jeez. Wow. And listen to this story. Speaking of, boy, some stuff going on in other countries. Indonesia. Guy divorced his wife.
Mm-hmm.
2 days they were married, Mike. That's all. Beat you. 2 days. Now, his name is Muh. M-U-H.
I'm sorry?
Muh.
Muh.
Yes.
Okay.
He met his wife on Facebook, Indonesian Facebook, a month ago. Fell in love when they met for coffee. Decided to get married. Well, Muh divorced her after he discovered she was a man and not at all a woman.
Oh, no.
Wait a second. Hold on.
Something.
I ordered you the pinkity drinkity. What the heck is going on? Jeez. Well, his wife, actually, who was his husband for a couple days, has been arrested and being charged. And I can't imagine they're going to be nice over there in Indonesia. No. But so listen, just a word to the wise this weekend. If you are going out on that first date after talking to somebody for a few months of isolation, you know what? Maybe check. See if they're wearing short shorts. How about that? Okay.
Can you pull down the mask a little bit?
That's just a little bit more if you could. Thank you very much. It is Friday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
We do at the end of every show a little good news for you to start your day with. Well, it may not seem like a big deal, but it is a very big deal in especially a country like Kenya. 9-year-old boy, his name is Stephen Wamakota. He built quite an ingenious machine, basically out of wood, that lets the people in his village wash their hands without touching the sink.
Oh.
He fashioned like almost an old-fashioned device. There's a pedal that you step on, tilts the jug of water. Keep in mind there's not a lot of plumbing, so tilts the jug of water, and you don't have to put your hands on anything else. That's all you have to do. Rinse them off. Boom, you're gone. Last week he received an award from the president of Kenya for this invention. I mention this because at 9 years old, I think I was still maybe eating paste. He basically made a touchless faucet. Yes, exactly.
Some
and
booger.
Other things. Yes. Oh. Yeah. What's that? What? Okay. Anyhow, what do I need more in here? Flour? Okay. Yeah. Stephen Wamakota, a award from the Kenyan president because of his device. It's a touchless sink.
That's awesome.
I know, it really is.
I know we take that for granted here.
We do.
Where you just put your hands underneath the faucet.
Yeah, it just goes. Yeah. Well, guess what?
Not
there.
For him to do that.
Yeah.
So.
Very cool.
Well, that's why we always say if you have a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Better yet, local feel-good story. Dial it in, 702-739-9636. You can tell us your version of the story, or again, submit it through our website either way. All right, 9:40, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon.
Yes.
All the great hits of the 80s, commercial-free to kick off your morning. Wendy Rush going to be in to keep you company. Otherwise, recap of the show. Well, we talked about the new TikTok video going wild. The pinkity diggity.
Pinkity drinkity.
There you go. Boy, so TikTok, leftovers, hot pants are back.
Yes.
We covered it all. And Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about what to watch and what not to watch.
Yeah, that Pete Davidson movie seems to be the way to go this weekend.
If you're not busy over the weekend, looking for something to do, otherwise do have a great day. As we say, be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
The Mike and and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.